In New York City yesterday, officials unveiled 9 new designs for the site of the World Trade Center. The plans came from teams of architects from around the world. But despite their diverse origins, the plans all shared a similar theme: tall, tall towers. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
In the aftermath of the September 11th attacks, New Yorkers shuddered to envision new tall towers going up on the World Trade Center site. But an initial set of plans shown last July were widely panned as too boring. So new plans were commissioned by the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation. Chairman John Whitehead presided over their unveiling.
Some plans build high into the sky, and in doing so seem to arise phoenix-like from destruction.
Almost all the plans contained buildings of dizzying heights, groups of towers leaning into two spires, a crosshatch design meant to evoke a set of clasping hands, twin Eiffel Tower-like structures rising above the footprints of the old twin towers. And the descriptions repeatedly mentioned the idea of the vertical, a park in the sky, a city in the sky, a vertical city. Lord Norman Foster designed Europe's tallest building. He wants the building he designed for this site to be even taller.
It's also the setting for an emblematic tower. In actual fact, it's two towers which kiss and touch and become one. It's the tallest, the greenest, the strongest, and the safest.
The towers, quickly dubbed the Kissing Towers, would be tall, steel-colored structures twisting on an axis of giant triangles. Daniel Liebskind, who designed the Jewish Museum in Berlin, also based his design on height, with a series of rising, asymmetrical towers arrayed around the bathtub, the walls holding back the Hudson River from the old World Trade Center's foundation.
A skyscraper rises above its predecessors, reasserting the preeminence of freedom and beauty, restoring the spiritual peak to the city, creating an icon that speaks to our vitality in the face of danger and our optimism in the aftermath of tragedy. Life victorious.
All of the plans contained some kind of echo of the old twin towers. Martin Filler is the architecture critic for the New Republic.
And perhaps this is expression of some sort of defiant attitude that we can't show the terrorists that they've won.
At the same time, the architects took pains to show their buildings were safe.
And the idea also of multiple means of egress. These buildings are very sophisticated structurally.
Planners praised the buildings as offering a new architectural vocabulary for New York. Many said it would restore New York's pride. And family members of the World Trade Center victims felt there was something they could work with. Mary Fetchett pointed out that two designs respected the bathtub.
Most of the remains were found in the bathtub area, and as you can see from the sheet here, only 292 bodies were located. This is truly a burial ground for so many families.
Fetchett, whose son worked on the 89th floor of Tower 2, said the idea of a tall tower made her nervous. Architect Richard Meyer said he appreciated that sentiment.
It's going to take 10, 12, 15 years. And although there may not be people who want to be high in the sky at the moment, in 10 years or 12 years, I think there will be.
There will now be a 6-week period of public comment, but already disagreements were breaking out in the room where the designs were unveiled. Like this one, between an advisor to Mayor Michael Bloomberg and a city councilman.
It was designed specifically to have open space. No.
There's no such thing as too much density in a city like New York.
There's no such thing as too much in the city of New York, but there is such a thing as too much density in particular locations.
Somehow, the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation will incorporate the public debate and come up with a final design by February 1st. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in Lower Manhattan.